But life was hard, and but then you didn't think it was, like.
No.
You lived on the land in every sense.
Yes,
you know,
I done everything could be done. The just two jobs I didn't do. I never actually cut turf with a slam. I didn't cut turf, and the second one I didn't mow.
But you did.
But I did mow rushes now.
Right.
I would mow tufts of rushes. But I done everything else. I done thatching, and I carted home turf with a. We had a donkey and cart, and I carted home turf. You see, this uncle, as I said, was that much older, and his health broke down when I was an early teenager, and then actually I had to leave school before I was 14 because we had a grand uncle who came to live with us when he was 98. And he died when he was 101. We had him in there.
He got some age. He got some.
Yes, he did. And there was no word that time about it. There was no celebrations or no. Well, of course, we didn't have a president then. There was no president in Ireland then. I had the other man then, my uncle, he wasn't. His health wasn't great, so I had a lot of heavy work to do. Yes,
you
I
did.
Was. But my aunt now that reared me, I call her Mammy. They were Mammy and Daddy to me. But she came from Churchill. She came from a hard-working area. You know, that's beyond... You know what Churchill...
I know Churchill.
But she came from there, and she was as good as any man. And, of course, I went with her, and what she was doing, I done.
You did the same.
Whatever burden she carried on her back, I did, and I carried a lot of heavy burdens, and thank God I have a far better back today than any of my daughters. None of them have as good a back. They all complain about their back. And another thing, I carried a lot of burdens high, and burdens of sheaves of corn and turf in the bog. We used to go to the bog and you had to carry the turf.
It was all work, really.
It was all work,
yeah.